And then coming up at Moe's Alley, you're going to have to wait for this one till later on today, right, Webb?
Yeah, I'll be there at 4 p.m.
Webb, oh, is it the afternoon one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. That's a great. That's great.
Looking forward to it.
So Webb Wilder is here now. He'll be at Moe's Alley today at 4 o'clock, and we're really pleased to have you here. Have you ever – you've never been to K-Pig.
I've never been to K-Pig, you know. Despite my status as an electrifying artist, I don't think I've been to California in 22 years.
Well, that's about when we started, I think.
No, but we're more than close to 30. I've been getting a lot of airplay here for years, which I really appreciate.
Well, you also got it on KFAT. You remember KFAT?
And I remember that name.
Yeah, and K-Hip. It's all sort of a continuum of the same people playing the Americana style of music. And
talk into the mic. Well, I didn't know how good a mic it was.
It's so.
Yeah, it is.
Posture, you know. I'm going to hurt my back now. But, well, you know, you've got to realize the priority call letters in my life are WEBB.
Web.
Yeah. But,
now I hear it's number one. It's a number one.
Yeah, when west of the Mississippi, my favorite is K-Pig.
All right. We appreciate being in that great group of people. So, you ready to play us a song?
I will. You know, I'm a... How's that sound, men of technicality? I'm a little bit of a... Freddy Cat on morning singing. I sang at a couple of weddings, or maybe one was a funeral, and I botched the lyrics both times, so I decided I can't sing within, you know, a mile of an altar. I'm a honky-tonk singer. So I have no idea what my voice is doing today. We were comparing sniffle notes earlier. So let's see, what would be good to do? This is the wussiest song I've ever written, but it's a good morning song. Tell her how I feel. She just says me too. It's such a raw deal, but what can I do? She's not romantic, it's not her style. Sometimes I panic, she just smiles. Not everyone gets the rainbow, but it's no fun to miss your own show. She's not romantic, it wouldn't do. She might get frantic and come unglued. Not romantic, it's just her way. She's not romantic. Maybe someday. Thank you.
Maybe if she doesn't have a headache. There's that possibility. So you've been doing this for how many years now?
A long, long time. And I haven't found that door behind which, you know, the living Beatles and Stones welcome me in. I always think there's a door somewhere and you could just find it. You could get in there and go, oh, man, we know you're cool. I'm sorry our people didn't get you the passcode.
Earlier.
You're old now, but it's okay. It's been worth it, you know. But it's like Felix the Cat. I don't have the magic pencil to draw the door and walk through it, and I haven't found it.
I see. So how many albums completed?
Not that many. There are like 9 or 10, you know, like the Drive-By Truckers have been together, what, you know, maybe 12 years?
Yeah.
You know, about 87 albums, you know?
Band of Evens.
I always had to find the money and the inspiration and the songs, you know, and I would like to have made more records. You know, there was a drought there in between some that was way too long, and I'm sure I lost some momentum there, but some of those records went out of print and some of them are back. In the early days of the Americana chart, we did an all cover album called Town and Country, because that's what it was. It was pop and country songs, and we gave ourselves license to be as eclectic as we really like to be, and it did kind of well. And then we followed that up on the same label with an album stylistically similar but with more original material called Acres of Suede, and the label went broke within about 2 weeks of the release or something. So luckily, those records are back now on New West.
Oh, are you working?
Since they choose not to promote them, I'm telling you about them now.
So New West got the masters and took it over and then didn't want to promote them.
Yeah, I mean, God bless them for making them available, you know, because that's something in the modern world. Landslide has been great to me, and the new album, New West album, Mississippi Modern, is on Landslide, as is the first album. It came from Nashville, which is enjoying its 30-year anniversary on Landslide this year.
That album, that label has been around that long.
Yeah.
Wow. And you've done all your recording with them?
No. You know, went from Landslide to Island Records, and then from Island Records to a BMG label called Zoo, which yielded a song called Tough It Out, which was my biggest, quote, hit, unquote. And then we went to the Watermelon label for the indie albums.
I remember that.
Went out of print.
Yeah, that was Austin, wasn't it?
Label? Yeah, and then back to Landslide and Blind Pig and Landslide, you know.
Man.
And lots of gigs.
Jumping around. But now, why did you pick not to, or you must have chosen not to come to the West Coast for some reason. Why, what kept you away?
I don't think I made such a choice. You know, maybe I just wasn't aggressive enough in the non-musical part of my career. I mean, you know, you have agents and people that you say, hey, get me some gigs, and they come back and say, well, they'll give you 50 cents to go to the West Coast, and you kind of go, with a four-piece band, you know? And so I think what happened, I was telling Gerf a little while ago, is that despite the fact that, like, you know, in the early to mid-70s, I went to Nashville and had an acoustic guitar and tried to play some writer's nights and stuff, you know, mostly what I did was the band. And so I've only really been doing these solo gigs for about 5 years. And I've been trying to get here for about 5 years. So, you know, all those other years, we were touring Heartland America with the band. We were playing Chicago and Texas and the South and the Midwest and a little East Coast and Florida.
Of course, it's a much more difficult drive out here as far as length goes and dragging a whole band around.
Yeah, and now that we're men of some venerability, you know, of course, the logistics and pain involved in the terrestrial travel and the air travel has its own, cost preventive features.
Exactly. Well, as long as we've got you here, let's hear another song, if you would.
I blame it all on lack of money and abundance of mental illness.
That excuse goes a long way.
Yeah, it covers pretty much everything.
Elvis said, he said, I learned a long time ago, without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never end. Without a song, a man ain't got a friend. So I keep on singing the song. And that's kind of it, you know, really.
Is that right?
That's why Elvis is the king. This is from Mississippi Modern. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's no joke. Admit it. Well, I got you this far. Stick with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now you're driving no car with a junkyard hood, but it's all paid for and it runs real good. Why you wanna trade it? Get you where you wanna go. Get yourself a new one where you're gonna find the dough. Now if it ain't broke, don't fix it, man. That's no joke. Admit it. Well, it got you this far. Stick with it if it ain't broke. Don't fix it. Now listen, don't go to the doctor just because you don't feel good. He'll get you a prescription for a pill. You only had a symptom, now you got a side effect. You think you feel good now, just wait. Oh, wait. Wait till you get the bill. Now the love of your life is the life you love to lead. Got a little family and a baby on your knee. Look out, here comes trouble in a short skirt up the street. Forbidden fruit is tempting, but that don't make it sweet. Now if it ain't broke, don't fix it, y'all. That's no joke. Admit it. Well, I got you this far. Stick with it if it ain't broke. Don't fix it. Hey, yeah, if it ain't broke. Don't fix it. That's no joke. Admit it. Well, I got you this far. Stick with it if it ain't broke. Don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't you dare repair. Ain't nothing broke around here. Shut up that toolbox. Ooh, what color is that hood? A lot of miles in that thing. You don't know what you're talking about. But look at him. Stick with it. You bound to get it.
All right. So while you were playing there, I went into the library and got seven albums that we keep in the library and one in the hot box that just came out.
Okay.
So the reason I'm bringing this up is we have been playing Webb Wilder since the KFAT days. It went through KFAT, K-Hip, yeah, and now at K-Pig. And he's here in town first time in 22 years. So if what's that for?
Well, if you took them all out, you might as well have them sign them.
Oh, I'll sign them.
Okay.
I'm looking to see what you might not have. There's a live album called Born to be Wilder.
Yeah, we got, let's see, we have, is this it?
No, that's the first album. I think chronologically it's It Came from Nashville, Hybrid Vigor, which was the Island album. Is that there?
Yep.
And Doodad, which was the BMG Zoo album.
You can keep track of all those in your head, huh?
Well, there's not that many. I'm telling you.
Well, there's seven. We got seven here, so including your newest one.
The Doodad album was the third album, and then we had Town and Country, and then we had Acres of Suede. Then we had About Time, which you may not have, came out in 2005. And then I mentioned Born to be Wilder. I don't know if I counted it or not. And then More Like Me and... of course, the new one, Mississippi Modern.
So we've done pretty good. We've got eight of them, and I love this.
I'll hook you up, is what I'm thinking. I have those missing ones, you know.
I like what our music director wrote on this one, Town and Country, just in big letters. Wow.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we did everything from Streets of Laredo to My Mind's Eye by the Small Faces on that album. So.
Some nice cover.
There's
kind of
something for everyone.
Anyway, what a great library of music you've put together, and I'm so glad that you're still out doing it and coming and visiting us again.
Well, thank you for being so welcoming. You know, there aren't that many albums, but there are a whole lot of songs there. There really are.
Because
I think every time we made an album, we're like, oh, we may never get to make another one. Let's put a lot of songs
on. Let's get them all on here. You'll be able to see Webb today at 4 o'clock at Moe's Alley in Santa Cruz on Commercial Way. So come on out and enjoy one of the KFAT, K-Hip, K-Pig legends. Everybody who's ever worked for any of those stations has played your music and and it continues to get a lot of play. So I want to encourage people to come out and see this guy in person. He may choose not to come and ever see us again. So
well, it won't be my choice if that happens.
Okay. You know. But we do have a choice of one more tune, if you would.
Sure. Let's see.
Something off that country one. Town and Country.
Something from Town and Country?
Yeah. I've always liked this album.
Okay.
If there's something that you...
There's a very obscure Waylon Jennings song that we did on that album called Nashville Bum that you might enjoy hearing.
Yeah. It sounds like Waylon.
I don't know. Bobby Field, you know, I worked with him for a number of years, and he found that song somewhere. I think he's the one that found it. I'm not sure. But, you know, supposedly Waylon and Johnny Cash were roommates, and so he was scuffling. You know, he was kind of a big fish in a little pond in Arizona. He was from Littlefield, Texas, which he described as a suburb of a cotton field near Lubbock, you know, and he had the wonderful and traumatic experience with Survive, you know, the Buddy Holly thing.
Yeah.
So he came to Nashville, and I guess he was trying to make it, they reference living on ketchup soup, you know, and they reference a guy named Ott Devine, and I guess Ott Devine was sort of the guy who was a gatekeeper of getting you on the Opry or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so here it is. That's a little background on it. And thanks again for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
Pleasure to have you.
I've been chasing the big wheels all over Nashville, waiting on my big break to come. Living on ketchup soup, homemade crackers and Kool-Aid. I'll be a star tomorrow, but today I'm a Nashville bum. Well, I look good in cowboy clothes, and I sing through my nose. Old Webb says that's the way to get her done. I smoke good old PA like the opera stars, they say. Be a star tomorrow, but today I'm a Nashville bum. Don't bum me out. Well, a friend of a friend of mine is a friend of Ott Devine's. He finally got me on the Opry show. Walked out just like a star, tripped and busted my guitar. I'll be a star tomorrow, but today I'm a Nashville bum. Well, here's a song that I wrote by myself, note for note. With a lot of help, it might make number one. You can change a word or two. I'll give half to you. I'll be a star tomorrow, but today I'm a Nashville bum. I'll be a star tomorrow, but today also I'm a Nashville bum.
All right. So, Mark just suggested while you're here, if you wouldn't mind doing this for us, we'd like to have you do a little drop-in for us.
Sure.
Something to the effect when I'm in the Monterey Bay. And then we're going to have Garf come
have do it too.
Follow after yeah. that I listen to KGO.
Yeah.
That's a news station up in San Francisco.
Okay.
We would appreciate if you do, you know, word it how you want, that you about drop K-Pig in it someplace.
Okay, yeah, and so are we on the air now?
Yes.
Okay, good. So do that now?
Yeah, do it now.
A plug for K-Pig, basically.
Yeah, exactly. We gave you a plug. Come on.
No, I'm ready to plug away. You'll have to stop me. People of the loving public, citizens of Earth, extraterrestrials, beloved dogs and cats. This is Webb Wilder, the last of the full-grown men. You know, when I'm in the Bay Area or anywhere within range, I'm listening to K-Pig. Because it's one of the coolest radio stations that's ever been.
All right, perfect.
Yeah. And then one more with a credo.
Okay.
This is Webb Wilder, the last of the full-grown men and author of the Webb Wilder Credo. Work hard, rock hard, eat hard, sleep hard, grow big, wear glasses if you need them. K-Pig rules.
All right, now, Gerv, let Gerv sit down there, and Gerv can do one.
Folks, we don't normally do this, but
we normally don't do anything the same.
That's true.
So, okay, this is Gerv Morlich. He's going to do the same sort of thing for us.
Hi, this is Gerv Morlich, and I drive all over the country, and good radio is mighty hard to find, and you lucky people have K-Pig.
You want to do another one, too? Well, that was perfect. We can use that one. Okay, Mark, now you're in charge of getting that stuff on the air. We've recorded all of this. Gerv, Webb, thank you guys both. And, Webb, we hope to see you out here more often and come back and visit us when you can.
Well, thank you. I'm back on radio myself. You know, I did satellite radio in the early days of it, and now I'm doing a weekly show on Roots Radio in Nashville, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But thank you.
So are you making
as
much as we are?
I'm sorry?
We make $11 an hour here, so I'm wondering if you're up
with more hours. Mine's a weekly show.
You make how much?
I know. You're not to that level. You have to be here 30 years to get to $11.
Infighting.
All right. Thanks, you guys. We're going to take a quick break, so please stand by.
On to